On the tiny island of Caravan, Patty and Jai and her eldest daughter Sophie bustle around her well-stocked store. Boutiques like these are common throughout the West African nation, a one-stop shop for all household goods. It is rare, however, to see a woman behind the counter. But Njai is a veteran entrepreneur dedicated to making her new venture a success. She says that all the money she earns, she reinvests into her boutique. And, like any entrepreneur, Njai wants to get the maximum benefit from her cash. If she were in North America or Europe, she might open an account at a bank where she could earn interest. According to estimates by economists in the region, only about 5% of the people have bank accounts. Umar Jen works at a Senegalese NGO and has studied informal banking in Yoff Village, near Senegal's capital city of Dakar.
Les populations au niveau des villages, n'est-ce pas, ont développé des stratégies.
He explains that instead of bank accounts, Senegalese have developed a variety of local strategies to save money and raise capital. Examples include what are known in local languages as masses, tontines, and techs. A mass is a support group based on local traditions. Where once that meant helping a sick neighbor plow his field, today this has evolved into various forms of economic support. Techs are a simpler form of informal saving in which a group of children turn over their collected change to a trusted adult for safekeeping. But it is the second method, tontines, that have become particularly popular among women on Caravan, Njai explains. She says groups of women formed to help each other, and her group of 17 women contributed 1,000 local francs per month. That is the equivalent of about $2. The idea is a sort of group savings plan. Originally developed in Europe in the 1600s, members would contribute a sum to be invested jointly, and dividends were shared equally until the last surviving member took all. In modern Africa, the form has been reinvented to fit with local needs. Each member pays in a fixed amount at regular intervals. The members take turns receiving the entire pot. For Njai, that meant instead of a trickle of francs every month, she had a lump sum of 17,000 to reinvest in her boutique. That is about $35. For Desiree Jada, whose job is making a home for her husband and their 6 children, it meant a chance to buy herself some new clothes. Without a job, Jada had to be creative to raise the 1,000 francs a week the members of her tontine agreed to.
On se débrouille comme ça.
We do what we have to, she says. We cook mangoes to sell them for 25 francs each, whatever it takes. Despite their sometimes limited opportunities and education, it is women who are finding innovative ways to save money, Jada says, even on small islands like Caravan. She says women want to work, but it is difficult for them to find the means to do so. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News in Casamance, southern Senegal.